so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home. I got a little change in my pocket. I'm gonna take you out and buy your dinner. Take you down to McDonald's and buy the best dinner McDonald's got. But I feel so good.
7 past the hour here on Doug Steffen's Good Day, and it's, what's today? Today's Thursday.
Can you believe it? Thursday already? Are we
flying
loving it?
Through the week. So you know what Thursday at this time means, don't you?
My favorite.
Yeah. Our friend
means
Andrea Metcalf.
I'm squeezing
Metcalf.
My buttocks muscles.
That's
right.
Right
now.
Every Thursday at this time, when you listen to this show, you have to be squeezing your buttocks. Okay. Doug will be right back with us. He's walking around Los Angeles aimlessly outside the CRN studios. But our friend Andrea Metcalf from Naked Fitness is here. And I didn't get the information about what she wanted to talk about, but she gave me a little highlight.
A teaser.
A teaser. And I think we're going to like it this week, Jen. It involves extracurricular activities for exercise, and the more you do, the happier you are.
Uh-oh, what kind of extracurriculars are we talking about?
I'll let Andrea tell us a little bit. So what is the background of this, Andrea?
Well, Dan Buttner works with National Geographic, and he wrote a book called The Blue Zones, and that was about how people, what area of the world live the longest. And he just did a follow-up book, and I had an interview with him the other day called Thrive. And this is how to live happier. So he had things that the happiest people, reportedly from a Galloway Health Survey, did in common, and then gave me tips on how to be happier.
Okay, I like this. So what do we have to do? Because there are books everywhere. There's the Happiness Project. There's all these things where, you know, you can get happy by doing certain things. So what does he say?
Well, I think the first thing you need to know is that everything that he's talking about is based on data and research of, you know, over 1.4 million Americans. So the first thing is that happier peepers tend to live longer. And they, on the average, sleep 8 to 9 hours a day.
Peepers, oh my gosh.
Look who's singing now.
From out of the parking lot into the singing booth.
All right, thank you.
Here's another way to be happier. Learn something new every day. The happiest people find it easy to get clean and safe water, have enough money to buy food. They visit their dentist every year. And they socialize with people at least 7 hours a day and have sex at least once a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day? Like
email
once
me this. I need
day.
To show this to my wife.
I know. Every man
really
out there is
going, what's going on at
pick
the
up
McFadden
the book, thrive,
yeah.
And have sex once a day.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to have sex at least once a day?
Well, with kids, that's a little hard. But, I mean, yeah, who doesn't?
I think
absolutely.
Everyone would like to.
Sure.
You know, depends on what kind of sex you're talking. But they said ways to become instantly happier.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
That's why I just pushed right through it.
There you go.
Eat a low-fat breakfast. This is something you can do right now in this morning time. Take a 30-minute workout or walk before noon, and this bumps up your happiness for up to 12 hours of well-being. Plus, people who work out first thing in the morning are more likely to continue with a regular exercise program.
See,
how about that?
You know what? I struggled with this just last night. I can't, obviously, being here at 6 o'clock in the morning, I have a hard time getting up at 4 in the morning to go work out before I come in, so I don't. Doug actually does a good job of doing his workout during the show, during the commercial breaks and whatnot. I can't
vacuum
do that.
And I do my workout at the same time.
Right. Vacuum. Yeah. That's right.
Vacuum and workout.
So I go to, I do Taekwondo 3 or 4 nights a week, and I do it at home. And most nights I'm like, you know, okay, I'm ready to go. But like last night, I was just dragging. I cooked dinner, then I was like, okay, you know, help my wife with a couple of things before I get to leave for an hour and a half. And I just didn't want to go. I just had no motivation. But I dragged myself there. I ended up staying for an hour and a half. It was a good workout. I looked great. I get on the scale this morning. It paid off. Everything's good. It's all rock solid. But how do you, what, the difference between working out in the morning and working out in the evening, what kind of major benefit do you get in the morning workouts?
Well, actually, the best time hormonally for your body to work out is between 2 and 4 o'clock, because that's when our circadian rhythms based on light give us the most benefit.
Does it make
the most
a difference whether it's men or women? As
men
far as
or
that's
women,
it
doesn't matter.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
And so they say that if you exercise in the evening, that it keeps your heart rate somewhat elevated, that you may have a hard time sleeping. Yeah. But it's really an individual preference. Again, the best time is really between 2 and 4 o'clock on the physiological part for your body.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so sleep's important, having a right. There's nothing here that's startling. There's nothing, and I'm not putting you down.
Well, here's a couple things that they said the key things that happy people have in common is they spend no more than 1 hour a day on social networks, which is, I'm wondering really, you know, I wanted to jump in on them and go, what? You know, with all the Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, 750 million people on Facebook nowadays. But the data may be at least a year or two old for them to have sorted through it, and I think that that's a changing trend. They also said that spending 8 hours a week or more volunteering, again, the sex once a day. They had listening to music 2 hours a day was a common thread. Huh. Doing yoga 8 hours a week. Taking 26 vacation days a year.
You're having sex, you're doing yoga, you're volunteering. Holy moly.
Having a dog. Liking the color yellow,
like the dog.
Sleeping for 8 hours, and trusting others. Those are the things that happy people have in common, which when I added it up, 6 hours of socializing, 8 to 9 hours of sleep, 1 hour of sex, and then trying to get in that yoga, the social network, the TV, I'm like, God, there's only 4 hours for work.
This is like for Paris Hilton.
No.
This isn't for people that pay bills.
You can socialize while you work. You can socialize while you're doing yoga. You can socialize while you're doing social networking. You can socialize.
Hold on there.
So, I mean, yeah, you're combining time. Definitely socializing while you're having sex. So,
what do you think the best place to live in America is? The happiest place to live?
Boulder, Colorado.
I would say Hawaii.
Oh, you're right. Boulder, Colorado. And I was just there this weekend. I can say the people are happy.
Really? Yeah, you're in Hawaii.
If you want to be happy, you've got to eat spinach and sunflower seeds and oatmeal.
And spinach, too. Doug, you did pull up my blog.
I did. I'm looking. What do you think? I don't pay attention to what you tell us to do? I'm following
you. Yeah.
No, never mind. We've spent a lot of time on social media here today in various ways, talking about the impact of a lot of these different social media sites and how they've influenced people in so many different ways. The protests around the world, the protests going on in our country, are driven and fueled by the information being passed back and forth on Facebook and Twitter. And this is a perfect example of how you use it for other things. There are plenty of applications. There are two parts to this, the way I see it. There's the mechanical part of understanding how to use the tool, and then using the information that comes from understanding how to master the tool. I'm not as good at mastering the tool as I am using the information that comes once you do master it. But I'm dangerous enough to be able to go in and find things and use them, as I just was when I went to your blog, because I think it's important to be able to have that background so that we have an intelligent conversation. Hello. How's that?
I like that.
See, there you go. All right. So let me spend a minute talking about faces, as long as you're talking about how people are going to make themselves happy. Your appearance, I don't see any of that. I just actually went around here to see if there was something in the characteristics of a happier person, Andrea, that related to how you looked, how men look, how women look. And I don't see any of that, but I think that there are, for the most part, all of us are interested in having good looks. We want to look well, and that comes from taking care. I think maybe one goes with the other. If you're physically doing the things that you recommend and contributing to being happy, then you are going to look better by design. You know, when you look at people who are angry or have a horrible life, you can see it in their face. You can see it in their body. You can see it in the way they carry themselves. So I just think that it's very important for you to understand, you collectively, all of us, to understand how important our faces and our features are. And that's why in the last couple of weeks, as we've introduced the Fountain of Youth, this clinically proven technology that increases your skin hydration by 90%. If you take a good look at Andrea And there are lots of good pictures around you can see of her. She's a very good-looking woman. Roberta is good-looking. Jennifer's good-looking. What was that?
It was a whoosh.
A whoosh, yeah, right. Well, I want to compliment you. Compliments are good.
And thank you.
And having the sense to do something about your face, that's what people look at for the most part first. So if you have a lot of wrinkles and lines, you look like you're aging. People age. People say to me, how come you look so good? It's because I don't really, I think most of the things, there are some things in life that bother me, but for whatever the reason, they haven't gotten through to my face or to my body. And one of the things that I do take care of, like people say, well, men shouldn't put that stuff on. Well, Richie started using it. I've started using
sure.
it. I've been using creams on my face for years, for 30, 40 years. I've always
you know what? When I was 30, I was like, let's sissy would rub this stuff
right.
on his face.
Yeah.
And now I start
right.
seeing these little teeny crow's feet
yeah,
around
course.
My eyes. I'm like, I don't want
right.
that stuff.
No. So you try the Fountain of Youth, which is new from beauty expert David Pollack. Yes, I have about 24, 25 different products. This is the one that's easiest to use and probably helps prove how good the rest of their products are. Increase your skin hydration. Deal with your aging with the number one anti-aging serum that you can put on your face, Fountain of Youth, available by going online to organicattitude.com and enter the radio code GOODDAY. That's where you're going to get a free bottle. They'll ship it to you. You'll pay for the shipping and handling. Fountain of Youth, clinically proven. This is what Dr. Ken likes too. In the laboratory, these things are proven to do what they say they do. So a free bottle is yours. Go online to organicattitude.com and use the radio code GOODDAY.
You know, if you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big
Bang.
Bang.
TBS.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory.
On TBS.
Very funny.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Andrea, how do we make ourselves look beautiful again?
Well, I was saying that you got to start soon. Don't wait until your 40s and 50s to start using right. you know, products for your face or exercise.
Yeah.
Start
yeah.
it in your 20s and 30s, and it'll pay off a whole lot more.
Make it a lifestyle. Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hemp
SleepUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Some of the Halloween songs.
I have a really? Halloween song.
That's a Freudian slip right. for you. Yeah, Roberta and Jennifer will rise to that occasion. Probably Andrea would as well. Okay, so I have a poll today. We had the Blue Oyster, one of the Halloween songs that doesn't get a lot of airplay at this time of year. We've asked you on our poll today at DougStefan.com for you to tell us what your favorite Halloween song is. Is it the Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett? Or is it the theme from Ghostbusters? That's probably the cue for you to go.
There probably is. Now I'm just looking for it here.
Really? How's it look?
It sounds something like this. Ghostbusters!
Yeah, here's Michael Jackson.
Oh, Thriller. Thriller's one of the songs. Ghostbusters or not?
We'll have it here in a second. Here's Warren Zevon, another one of the songs.
Werewolf the Bunch. All right, so we just want to know what your favorite Halloween song is. No heavy lifting involved in this. You know all of them anyway. Monster Mash, Ghostbusters, Thriller, Werewolves of London, or some other one. 800-510-8255 is a way for you to be in touch with us. Yeah, here's the Ghostbusters thing. Everybody knows this. You know, to go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago with Andrea, the way to be happy, and then our sort of side conversation about looking well, there isn't a day that goes by and a moment. I'm looking, there are so many different sources online for health information. The sorts of things at your learning. You look at all these people with their beautiful, fresh faces, and here's how to have a wonderful life. Drink organic milk or raw milk. Make sure you cut your risk by not eating a lot of fatty foods, the kind of bread that you eat. You know, all of these things. You could fill 100 trailer trucks with the information that is around for people to make sure that their lives, or at least try to convince people, to make their lives healthier and therefore happier. So why does so much of it just fall on dead ears?
Because it comes to your mindset.
Well, and let me give you another explanation. The other day I saw this neat article on Yahoo about 6 tips you can do to avoid cancer. Uh-huh. And it was basically healthy cancer-fighting foods. Right. But then they had a couple of other things. And one of the two leading things were don't smoke and don't use sunscreen. Then to the right of that link was a video that said related videos. Mm-hmm. And it said the 10 cancer avoiding tips.
Use sunscreen. Well, I think what they're saying is you need about 5 minutes to 10 minutes a day of unfiltered sun.
Right. So, I mean, there's so much confusion out there about this stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of people get confused.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to get confused. And maybe that's why sometimes it doesn't work. 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, neuroscientists found that those with more Facebook friends have denser brains. Users with the most friends had more gray matter in the area of the brain linked to social skills. Researchers are trying to figure out if some are born with this trait or simply grow into it. In other news, online casinos are raking in billions of dollars without offering a single payout. Zynga is among the few currently offering casino games, and its poker app has over 6 million players. People paying real money to gamble digital credits is a sure bet for online game makers. And finally, if you can't get enough of Ken Burns documentaries or Antiques Roadshow, you'll want to sign up for Amazon Prime. Subscribers to this service can now watch a lineup of over 1,000 PBS shows with Amazon streaming video service. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot is making it easier to bring home a brand new brand name appliance with instant savings of $25 to $750. So for what you'd spend on a base model, you can get a nice little upgrade, like that stainless steel fridge you thought was out of reach, or that front-loading washer you've wanted for years, or even that sleek new range you've had your eye on, all thanks to savings of up to $750. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. Only. See store for details.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang
Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful
powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now it's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Thursday, the 20th of October. Things are going along swimmingly. A couple of things before we get to Dr. Ken. I suppose the acknowledgement that Gaddafi is dead. What else to say other than Gaddafi's dead?
Well,
we
just
would not say long live Gaddafi.
I know what I would
Thank
say.
You. What
I'd say Gaddafi's
say?
A goner.
Gaddafi is a goner.
But sometimes he's a Gaddafi's quit, because sometimes they spell it with a Q.
Right. Sometimes a Q, sometimes a K, sometimes with a G.
No, it's annoying.
Maybe some people don't know that he's dead, so just letting everybody know that he's been dispatched.
Bye-bye.
Like
apparently.
Love. I like alliteration.
Momar is his first name, right?
Yes.
What kind of name is that? Is that
Momar?
Like Muhammad?
Momar? Kind Momar. Of, without the H's.
Thinking it's not Czechoslovakian.
What would it be in Czechoslovakian?
I don't know, but usually it's not a Czechoslovakian.
A lot of Czechoslovakians are Muslims, right? Aren't there a lot of Muslims live in Czechoslovakia?
No.
I think that whole? Huh? Yes, I think there are now.
Really? Now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have not visited my people in a long time.
Well,
I don't know.
When you consider after the Eastern Bloc fell, pretty much, the USSR fell apart, and after the Cold War was over, there were a lot of, when Yugoslavia actually broke up, to going back to what it was before, Croatia and Serbia, and so the tribes were recommitted to their original boundaries, because that's really what it is. This is all tribal stuff. Some of them started where there was discomfort. You remember what happened when, what was it, Milosevic was killing all of the Muslims that he could find, and a lot of them migrated north, and they went to the east, because the old Soviet Union, some of the countries that have been brought into the fold, had a lot of Muslim population. A lot of people don't know that. But a lot of the, like Georgia and Turkmenistan, all of the ones that end with S-T-A-N,
yes.
Most of those are Muslim, those are Muslim countries, or were.
Well, there you go.
And then when because the Soviet Union didn't believe in any religion, all religion was discounted and dismissed. So there wasn't any religion allowed, in fact, in most of these places, until the people started really, the whole system got disrupted as the Cold War was ending. So religions came back in, and the religious intolerance that goes with religions came in. And so, you know, that ended up being a real problem. And so a lot of them moved. And I'm not saying it's kind of like Dearborn is to Detroit. You'd find that relationship to Prague and some of the other countries. That's at least what I've been led to
understand. Maybe I should have used the joke, Momar's not an Irish name then, okay?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't mean to go overboard with the explanation either.
No, you actually, that was just very interesting. I just looked up
educational.
The thing when you said the S-T-A-N, and I'm like, I've got to look this one up and see if it. But here you go. The suffix S-T-A-N in the Persian alphabet means place of.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I did not know that.
Huh. And you didn't trust me to be telling you right then. You had to check on me again.
You're going to be a happier dude because you just learned something.
I have to check on you, yes.
You know, I had somebody check on Snopes, and I wish I could put my fingers on it right now, but because I'm traveling, I don't have access to a lot of the things that I normally can easily put my hands on. But there was some really interesting dissertation that I saw that led right into me being a happy person. It was a discount of Snopes, suggesting that at least half the stuff that is on Snopes is incorrect
it's
as well.
It's called Snopes.com.
Unreliable.
Snopes has been snoped.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I've seen a lot of conversation about how Snopes has a political bent.
Yes. Yes,
and how they, but I don't go there looking for political information. You know, okay, is this politician speaking the truth about this? I go there about did the alligator really cross the road and eat the school bus and all of the kids escaped from the rear end type stories.
Alligator cross the road.
Yes. The alligator cross the road.
Why did Roberta should have the reason to should have the answer to this?
To get to the other side, to escape the handbag people.
No, because he was stapled to the chicken.
To meet the pair of shoes, I like to staple to the chicken.
All right. That's very good. All right.
To eat the chicken.
Yeah. Okay, so Gaddafi's dead.
So your health tip of the day is don't be a dictator.
Right, exactly. You want
Pretty
to live
much.
A long life, don't be like Muammar Gaddafi. Don't be like, I'm a dinner. I think dinner jacket's going to be the next one to go.
Yeah.
He's out. And he should get cited for his bad fashion anyway.
Well,
the government
in
that members-only jacket, he should be shot just for that.
Iranians they despise their government. And so, you go around the world, I've said this many times, one of the great things that I've learned in travel is that most people in most countries don't like their government any more than we like ours.
Wow.
The people in it, it's the interpretation of whatever the rules are by people always who want power. They want to interpret them so that they're good for them and bad for you.
But the interesting thing about Iran is that there's really kind of two kind of leaders. There's your spiritual leader and the
He's
Ayatollah.
He's more unpopular than the Gaddafi.
Who is more popular than Ahmadinejad.
Right.
And then there's Ahmadinejad who kind of runs the state type thing. And they do not get along at all.
No.
The Ayatollah can't stand him.
Yeah. All right, so what else?
Get fun.
What else? So you're happy about Gaddafi being dead?
It's
I'm not
probably
happy
a relief.
About, well, we have too many involvements around the world. We have four different sort of quasi wars. We're still involved in Iran. We're still involved in Afghanistan. We're in Libya, and we sent some troops to Africa last week. It's too much. It is, and it's unnecessary.
Well, Africa might be one of the places where we should be because of all the human rights.
Well, we have to decide what we want
going
to do.
On down there. We go to Iran and Afghanistan because we have interests over there that we want to protect. But
we went to Iran because we were trying to finish
Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm sorry.
What did I say? What did you say?
I meant to say Iraq, but I said Iran.
The old business of say what you mean to me, what you say, Richie. Would you please?
Exactly.
20 minutes before the hour. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie. And is Alan there with his favorite song?
Alan is here. Let me go get it for you. There
All
he
right.
is.
We have, as usual, three or four things going on at the same time. Hi, Alan. Hello, Alan. This is Dougie.
Alan.
We are on now to get huggy.
Would you like
to start talking?
Hold
or we'll hang up.
All right, Alan must have gone and took a nap or
Thanks
something.
Thanks a lot. All right, well, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to spend a minute talking about women and whether or not you ought to have mammograms. Jennifer and Roberta, would you like to put a spin? There have been a lot of people talking lately about this is Susan G. Komen month, it would seem, and even though I have a problem with them, I don't have a problem with discussing breast cancer, breast cancer awareness, how to prevent, how to deal with. Dr. Larry North was on with the girls on The View. Should I say girls or women? I like
women, please.
Women of The View. And he was talking about whether or not you, as women, ought to have mammograms every year. Here's the explanation.
This, it's driving me crazy. You know, one second they say, oh, don't have a mammogram every year. The next second it's, oh, you should have one every year. What the hell? What should women be having?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's no question about this. If you want to minimize your chances of dying of breast cancer, start to get annual mammograms at age 40. Everybody agrees with that, all right? And then you find some people who are saying, well, you know, you got to balance certain things, like, you know, the anxiety of waiting for a negative biopsy.
A false positive.
You know, a false positive mammogram. You can't call it false positive. Let's say a mammogram that shows something that you have to biopsy to prove that it's not cancer. Mm-hmm. They say that is such anxiety that people should be willing to give up a few extra cancer deaths to avoid that anxiety.
Wow.
And that's not something that those of us who take care of breast cancer would support.
Yeah,
you know? And I think that the most important thing is you want to minimize the chance of dying of breast cancer. And there's no question whatsoever that starting annual mammograms at age 40 for the general population is going to minimize your chance of dying of breast cancer.
I just want to make sure that I understand. That's right. All kinds of mammograms, right? The sonic...
No, that's different. A sonogram is different than a mammogram. Mammogram is x-rays. Sonogram is sound waves.
Okay.
And there are situations where sonogram helps. There are situations where something called MRI helps.
Right.
And people at very high risk should consider getting an MRI also. But that mammogram is the basic test. And yearly starting at age 40 reduces death rate from breast cancer. There's no question.
I've heard a lot of different things, and none of them particularly good about the... we have Pam Popper on here. From the Wellness Forum,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't think that mammograms are worth anything. A lot of people feel that way. I will ask Dr. Ken about that in a minute. But in the meantime, I will tell you Tony's experience. When she got breast cancer, she felt a pain in her back. She'd had a mammogram 4 months before that, didn't show up. And so for 21 years, she's been dealing with breast cancer. It was not easily or early, and she would have been then 44. In 19, what would that have been, 20?
Wow, that's so
44.
Young.
Yeah.
So young to be diagnosed.
Right. So,
does she have a history? I've always wondered.
Or she doesn't know because she doesn't know her mother. She didn't get
so
a clue about her family. I don't know that she knew about her aunts. I don't know that her aunts on her father's side were the only ones that she ever really knew. So, Roberta, how do you handle it? Jennifer, you're too young. You haven't had yours.
I will get one, though, at 40. I'm very strong in I support getting a mammogram every year.
All right, Roberta, how about you?
I've been getting them, you know, lately every year, but when I turned 40, I did the baseline mammogram that they want you to do so that
yeah.
they have something to compare later on, and I think that's a very important thing to do. I'm fortunate that I don't have any history of breast cancer in my family and, you know, do the self-checkups and all the things that they tell you to do, you know, at least once a month. You know, they say every time you shower, but, I mean, really, who has time to do that? But at least once a month,
I kind of poke around. The way men tell, the most common thing you can find is a man when you're showering, and women as well, but feeling the lymph nodes underneath your arms, in your
yeah.
groin, and behind your ear and your neck, if you will. Every time I shower, I get underneath, I'm doing the motion now, and feel important areas in there, and the groin, the same thing. Not only do you want to make sure you don't have any lumps, what happens is that you stimulate the lymph nodes to move stuff around when you do that. Very healthy thing to do.
It was when my friend Kim got lung cancer.
Yeah.
That was the first place she noticed it was in the lymph nodes around her
yeah.
neck.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's
where it show up.
And then once
right.
you get there,
it's too late. Yep. All right. Well, maybe we'll have a moment or two with Dr. Ken on this. He has a lot of other important news for us from the world of medicine. We'll discuss that in just a few moments here on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20-pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $35 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great fall deals on Iams right now, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October 23rd with your Pet Perks card.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
We, the real people, got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's fall car care month, the perfect time to gear up with conventional Valvoline oil change, air filter, multi-point inspection, and tire rotation, all for just $34.98 with coupon. And save even more with our biggest rebate savings ever on four Goodyear and Dunlop tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Offer and dates vary from 10/22 to 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, master of medical knowledge. He is somebody that studies all of this material every day, uses it in his own practice, and helps you understand what some of the latest developments are. And as October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a lot of doctors have been on radio and television programs, Ken, talking about whether women ought to have mammograms. There are those who say they are it's too late. You ought to have MRIs. There have been lots of discussions about whether removing healthy breasts reduces the chance of getting breast cancer. Some women are opting. They're worried because they come from a history of it, so they opt to have their breasts removed rather than worry about for the rest of their lives whether they're going to get breast cancer. So what's your two cents on this?
Well, you're exposing our lack of knowledge, and that's why we call it practicing in this area. Even though we know a lot, we still have to do a lot more learning in this area. You need to do screening, especially if you're at high risk. You started using alcohol at a young age. You have a family history of breast cancer. Smokers, you have a genetic inheritance of the gene that's so likely to lead you to breast cancer. The best thing we have right now is the mammograph. Maybe out there in the future is MRI and ultrasound. But you need to do something. These tests are not perfect. All of us know people who missed it. I know I had a very close friend, a nurse who worked with me for many years. At a young age, missed after a mammogram. We have all these cases, but it's the best thing we have.
All right, so let's talk for a minute about something else regarding women and their happiness. Our fitness reporter, Andrea Metcalf, speaks about women and men, but mostly the happiness quotient that she was talking about has to do with something that she wrote on a blog on one of the websites that she's connected to. And one of the things that is recommended is an hour of sex every day for men and women in order to be happy and healthy. Because medically, there are all kinds of great things that happen when you're having sex, right?
Well, I would think that Rich would call this one a duh, but the breaking news in this area this week is out of the medical journal Menopause, though, that many women continue to be sexually active after menopause, and most say they are satisfied with their sex lives, particularly if they're married or have a regular partner. But among the men who they reported being dissatisfied with their sex lives. However, 57% said they wanted to have more sex, while only 8% said they would prefer to have less.
Uh-huh. News about antidepressants today.
Wow. This is out of the CDC. The rate of antidepressant use among Americans of all ages, Doug, has increased nearly 400% over the last two decades. Oh, and 11% of Americans aged 12 and older now take antidepressant drugs.
My God. Isn't that something, huh?
It is amazing.
Oh, my heavens. That's great.
All right, Dr. Ken. Third most common prescription drug in America.
Amazing. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor.
We're into Halloween movie music between now and Halloween, which is next week. Actually, it's not. It's a week from next Monday. But still kind of fun to listen to some of this music, talk about some of the movies that have been wrapped around the Halloween season. This is from The Blob. It's called The Blob by The Five Blobs. In fact, The Blobs were a group of people who were musicians that worked for Burt Bacharach. People that sang and played for him. It's from the movie Chuck the Blob, which was released during the Halloween period in 1958. And the music certainly reflects that era, I think. And no questions asked about that. So, The Blob. Movie music, getting started with the Movie Moment section of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Chuck Curry is our movie man.
Quite possibly the only horror movie.
Right.
Music that sounds like lounge music.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't really give me that scary, eerie
I'm
feeling.
I'm going to ask you right now.
Can you imagine them using that on one of the Friday the 13th movies or something? You know, maybe lovely. Chuck's zombie movies. No. Yeah.
All right, so let's get to our contest. The movie in question here is, as I've said before, a Halloween movie. This goes back 21 years. So let's listen to the clues, see if you know what the movie is. You'll call us at 800-510-8255 to express yourself. Here's the first clue.
We all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
Got it. Unmistakable voice, 800-510-8255. Never won before in Movie Moments. Got the movie. Get in first. We'll put you on the air and give you the prize. Here's the next clue.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
God, he's good.
Yep. Very good. He started out as a writer.
For people who don't have Blu-ray, that's a reason to buy Blu-ray, because that film has never looked better. Incredible.
Sure. I bet it's cool, yeah.
All right, last clue.
Here's Johnny.
There you go.
800-510-8255. Who is that, and what's the movie he's starring in there? Chuck has movie news for us. Just a moment on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big
Bang.
Bang.
TBS.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals
bang.
Sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory.
On TBS.
Very funny.
What's in the movie news blog for today?
Okay, Doug, Mark Romanek, the guy who directed the one-hour photo which starred Robin Williams, is reportedly Universal's top choice to helm The Last Symbol, the third movie in the Da Vinci Code series. Now, Tom Hanks is expected again to star and take the big paycheck to do so. His last film, Larry Crown, bombed at the box office, so when you have a franchise, you might as well stick with it. Ron Howard, who directed the first two installments, will not be involved this time around. Other news, Hollywood is expecting Paranormal Activity 3 to break its box office slump. It's tracking on its $40 million opening weekend. It's theaters this tomorrow. Pretty good for a budget of just $5 million. And for Batman fans, expect the trailer to The Dark Knight, the newest Batman film, this December. Most likely the most highly anticipated movie of 2012.
So,
you don't agree?
I don't know. I mean, I listen to you, and you have a particular expertise and a particular slant to what you think and what you read and what you write. By the way, Chuck's blog is called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You go to DougStefan.com, click on Chuck's picture in the contributors box, and it'll bring you to his Entertainment Today and Beyond, so you can sort of keep up to date on the comings and goings, the DVD info on Blu-ray that he just told you about. It's because he's on to it. The essence of what's going on in the movies, a lot of television news, because there's basically a back and forth between television people and the people who do movies. It's not like it was a sort of separation anymore, not the case. All right, Richie, have we got some? Andrew, what do you think the name of the movie is?
I think it's Jack Nicholson and the Witches of Eastwick.
You have Jack Nicholson right. You do not have the name of the movie correctly, though. Sherry, what do you think it is?
It's Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Halloween 1980, The Shining. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Chuck, we're back tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they say here on Good Day.